Hey y'all, this is Mama Susie, just getting back with you. I wanted to go over some things with you. It's been a rough week. I have a friend that's ill on life support, and they're taking her off. She had multiple strokes and a brain bleed, and she's only a couple years older than me, and it's been kind of rough. I've lost a lot of friends in the last few years, and that's caused a lot of stress in my life and my family's life, and we've lost a lot of family members. So I'm just hanging in here, and I did get the approval from my hematologist. He said I'm doing much better. My hemoglobin went from a 6 point something, pretty low, to a 11.9. And I've been eating like a lot of steaks and burgers with no buns and things like that. I have been trying to control my diabetes and my PCOS. I've just been kind of down and bummed out. And just trying to hang in there, like I said. And it's been rough, but I wanted to get back, here with you and let you guys know that I'm okay and I'm going to get, I'm approved for my surgery. From a hematologist and from my regular primary, my MD, and just waiting for the blood work from him come back. As far as I know, everything's a go, and I should get my hysterectomy on October 1st. I have been reading this book. It's called The New Glucose Revolution: A Guide to Living Well with PCOS. So those who are diabetic, type 2 diabetic, and have PCOS, this would help. It helps you with losing weight, boost your fertility, and gain control over polycystic ovarian syndrome with the glycemic index. It's by Dr. Jeannie Brad Miller with Dr. Nadir Farded and Kate Marsh. Let's see how far I am in here. It basically get down to brass tacks of it all. And it'll help you with weight gain, your irregular cycles, fatigue, infertility. If I can speak today, it'd be nice. I can tell I'm a little tired. Acne, unsightly hair growth, hypoglycemia, mood swings, and about the low GI diet, and also many different issues as far as what happens with PCOS. And this could help men for their wives or girlfriends or friends, significant others, whatever. And I'm learning a lot that I didn't know before, but I'm blessed to get the hysterectomy because people, it's been a long time. It's been 117 days on a period, 4 days not. So it's taken kind of a toll on me. I've had iron infusions, blood transfusions, and just hanging in there and try not to freak out on myself. It's just, stressful situation, though. More things in life kind of contribute to the anxiety, and you get a little down, depressed, and stuff like that. My sugar is improving. I've woke up this morning, was 115. Right now, after lunch, it's 111. So I'm trying to keep it, 150, no, 140 and under, because anything under 100, over 140 is damaging your body. And I really want to keep it like in the hundreds, eventually lower than that, to a back to a pre-diabetic. That's where I'm trying to stay. I want to read a little bit of this book. A little excerpt of it. Let me get to it. Probably hear me ruffling through the pages here. Understanding PCOS. Okay, and this is just like the first introduction, why we wrote this book. And it starts out with, chances are you picked up this book because you or the doctor suspect that you have PCOS, the popular shorthand of polycystic ovarian syndrome, and you want to find out more about it. No doubt you got plenty of questions and want some simple, straightforward answers. What exactly is PCOS? What are the signs and symptoms? How is the diagnosis confirmed? What causes it? Why you? Most important, constantly, what can you do about it? There are types of questions we often ask of professionals working daily with women from PCOS. We wrote this book to try and give you some answers and to give you practical tools you need to help improve the underlying cause of PCOS. Insulin resistance, a condition in which the body resists the actions of the hormone insulin. And this is why a lot of women who become type 2 diabetic, it goes into diabetes. And even my endocrinologist and hematologist said, I bet you that's why you got type 2. You know, the polycystic ovarian syndrome basically gave it to you. And I struggled with it and struggled with it with the other OBGYN, and there was no results. So now that I got all new doctors, I kind of can look at things at a different perspective, and I can see that, you know, the mistakes that I made and the choices that I made, like eating and things like that. Now I've lost a total of almost 35 pounds. I still have quite a bit to go. I'm tall, so I'm almost 5'7", and I have a very tall frame, you know, thin frame. So, and I had a child, and I don't want to get too thin, because when I was younger, I had an issue with eating, and something, you know, issues with eating, and anorexia, bulimia, and that took a toll on myself. So as I got older, I thought, you know, I conquered those things. So I was over to that point, but now I can see where the underlying issues, you know, kind of coincide with the hormonal issues and now the, you know, type 2 diabetes. So anybody that has diabetes, type 2 diabetes, can relate that it's a struggle, and it's very overwhelming and scary, and you sometimes don't know what, you know, what you're going to do day to day. Like, okay, I have to get up and take my blood sugar, I have to drink some water, I have to take my meds, I have to eat, I have to do all these things to keep my body going. I need to go for a walk, I need to exercise, I need to, you know, step one, step two, you know, basically in your head. I do it like, you know, a routine for myself. It's a lot easier. I'm on the low carb, high fat diet. To me, it's a lot easier to do than keto, but a lot of people have success with keto and reversing their type 2 diabetes. You always have to maintain, even if you get back to a pre-diabetic state. And if you get that visceral fat there in your stomach back again, you gain that weight back again, your diabetes can come back. So the main thing is to keep that off and stay away from carbs and grains and things that are harming you. I know with polycystic ovarian syndrome, you can't eat, sometimes you can't have nightshade foods such as okra and tomatoes and potatoes and such like that, because you can get abscesses or hydradenitis suppurativa, which is cysts and, like I said, abscesses on the body, and they are very, very painful. And the only thing that really helped is to turn my diet around, not wearing tight clothing, and turmeric. I make a golden milk, and also make the turmeric bombs, which help. And I also put turmeric right on the abscess if I get one. But I haven't had one in almost a year, thank goodness. You know, it's been, that was rough enough. And then it was compacted of, you know, diabetes and the polycystic ovarian syndrome. So what I want to say to all you guys, you know, it's been a rough rough couple weeks for me. I'm hanging in there. You know, you guys keep hanging in there and stay positive and, you know, stay alert to what's going on in your body. And, you know, we all have these days where, you know, and might be, you know, our sugar is off, you know, and help one another, love one another, treat each other with respect and kindness, and, you know, crack up a joke and do your best to make other people as well as yourself to be happy. And I think, you know, the world will be, you know, a better place, honestly, if we can learn to laugh a little bit and be kinder. So, on all that and on that note, I hope you guys have a great rest of the week. I should be back within a few days. If not, I'll be back definitely soon. So, I'm going to get word on my friend probably tonight or tomorrow. And maybe, you know, the funeral will be next week or whatever. So, yeah, that's rough. So I hope you all have a good week and you take care, and I'll talk to you soon. Mama Susie signing out. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.